Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So I mentioned a couple of times this week, I've been having trouble getting to sleep reading about artificial intelligence. Jon Stewart did a big, long section on The Daily Show the other night that was pretty hilarious and pretty interesting, including this.
I mean, listen, I'm sure AI is good, but, like, fire good? How so?
They can help us solve very hard scientific problems that humans are not capable of solving themselves.
Addressing climate change will not be particularly difficult for a system like that.
The potential for AI to help scientists cure, prevent, and manage all diseases in this century.
I completely trust you. And your enormously wide eyes and very human cadence.
His main point there was a lot of the people that run these big giant companies talking about all the wonderful things it's going to do for us. And then when they're further questioned, they get into some of the particulars that are going to be devastating to the human race. And, you know, I'm not sure it's going to make that much difference if it's better at coming up with a medicine right away. For instance, this article in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, they hired this guy. He's a chess master. He's a neuroscientist. He lives in London, and he's working on Google's AI to try to make it the best in the world. And he said his goal, he said, I want to make something very clear. My goal is to make an AGI, that's artificial general intelligence, look for the G in this. The G is the key. But AGI, which can accomplish any human task. That's what Google's trying to do right now. Come up with an AI that can accomplish any human task.
Rendering humans obsolete, obviously.
And the CEO of Google, I can't pronounce his name correctly all the time, he said that AI is going to be more profound to human beings than the invention of fire or electricity. Now, if that's even half true, holy crappings! If it's completely true, forget it. So I talked to a friend of mine who is happens to live in that world of the very top AI people, and I said, "What do you think of that?" They said, "Oh yeah, absolutely. Not sure about fire, but definitely electricity." What?
Wow!
How do you prepare for that world? AI can accomplish any human task, and that's what, so Jon Stewart on The Daily Show, he has a different remedy for this. Like, he wants to shut down it ever happening. If we had done that,
good luck.
If we had done that with previous technologies where people were screaming, this is gonna render humans obsolete or millions of people lose their jobs, it would have been a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a terrible idea, obviously. But this one is different. I don't believe any argument you make, although there will be new jobs come out of this that will offset the old jobs. Nah, if it renders any human activity obsolete, that doesn't make sense.
Right. I think the impact is different, but the analysis is probably the same. If we don't get hold of this, our enemies will. The evildoers will.
Yeah.
Just like nuclear power or gene splicing or, you know, a dozen other examples you can probably come up with.
Well, and if we don't allow Microsoft or Google or whoever to put it together in the United States, they'll go to Europe and do it. or wherever they gotta go. They're gonna do it because there is so much money. Maybe all of the money is on the line on who comes up with the biggest, baddest one first.
It's funny, but as a man well into my 50s, I used to react to this sort of thing as a young man with horror. Oh my God, how's that going to work out? Now I think, yeah, that's interesting.
No, I'm
human
reacting.
Being stamped out. I'll be damned.
I'm reacting with horror because I'm trying to figure out. I can't even imagine the world my kids are heading out into.
Yeah, I just try not to worry about things I can't do anything about. I'm really working on that in my personal life. Yeah. And this is squarely in that realm. I mean, other than, like, stockpiling gold and weaponry and freeze-dried foods or freeze-dried weapons and fresh bullets, I don't know.
Are you preparing your kids for the AI generation? Lots of guns, lots of bullets. Got a lot of canned tuna.
I don't know. I fear for them and their future, but again,
I'm just trying to do anything. Well, I'm just trying to take in as much information as I can so I have some idea what the hell's going on and when it's going to happen.
I just, and I'm not arguing with you. I'm speaking from the heart here that if I read and grasped all of the great thinkers on AI, absorbed it thoroughly, added to it my own insights, 2 seconds later, it's all out of date.
Right. So one thing that I did like that John Stewart as a liberal, he wasn't buying, because there's a bunch of quotes in there from the various CEOs of these companies about how it will free up from people from the drudgery of life in a way that has never happened before to pursue the arts and blah, 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 blah. And John Stewart was mocking that as a, well, first of all, how am I going to eat? Secondly, you know, what kind of life is that? I appreciate that. I hope more of society agrees with that. I think it's insane to think that if you take away people's jobs, they're just going to pursue the arts and be okay. That is not the way human beings are built.
No, you will see drug overdose deaths in the millions, not the hundreds of thousands.
Talk to every human being that's ever retired about what a shock that is to your entire psyche of what you are and who you are and why you get up every day. They're not
head to an Indian reservation and talk to folks who are dependent on government money.
Yeah. People don't just immediately decide, you know what, I'll practice a piano every day and feel completely fulfilled as a human being practicing the piano. No, you won't.
Yeah.
Highly disturbing.
All right, new show policy. If Mr. Armstrong ever behind the scenes says, we'll talk about AI for a minute or two, then move on, we say, no,
you won't. Right.
No, you won't.
We need a special AI gong. We actually do.
Or it ought to be some sort of digital noise. We used to do the AI gong.
It's the AI gong. But
it's enough.
Just that.
Jack's apocalyptic AI is going to eat us all talk.
How is that sentence not reverberating more? The guy who's got the most money pursuing it the hardest says it's going to be a bigger transformation than fire or electricity. Holy, I want to drop an S-bomb just for emphasis.
Well, and I would say that whatever hand grasps that incredible power will use it for evil, because that's what human beings do.
Right.
Anyway, certainly for control. Let's see. Boy, there's plenty of gloom there and a fair amount of doom. Stuff I was going to do is of slightly similar favor. Oh, you know what? It's worth mentioning this. Business schools are going all in on AI. The Wall Street Journal is talking about various Wharton, all your big grad schools, are assigning students the task of automating away part of their jobs. They're telling the students to expect to feel insecure about your own capabilities once you understand what AI can do. Learn AI, use AI, understand it's coming for your job and your capabilities, and you've got to be able to adjust, because it's inevitable.
Adjust to what? Sitting around the house reading poetry? Adjust to what? Nobody's going to have a job.
Well, according to this one guy, who, again, and the crazy part of this is, you might be the world's greatest, best-informed AI expert, and 2 seconds later, you know nothing because it's gone in a direction nobody anticipated. But this guy uses ChatGPT to prep presentations to alums and professors, visited campus and told students they would not lose jobs to AI, but rather to professionals who are more skilled in deploying AI.
Yeah, all right.
He's wrong.
Right. I talked about on the podcast yesterday how I saw this robot woman at the Sphere in Las Vegas. standing there, kind of hot, robot woman, with the full facial expressions. If you've ever seen those videos, disturbing facial expressions, like way too human. And just talking with the crowd and answering questions and everything like that. And I thought, this is going to be so much better, like, by June. And how will that not be every teacher, every CEO, every everything, really?
Speaking of colleges, campus madness coming up later this hour. Hour three, we're talking to the great Riley Gaines, who's fighting to keep men out of women's sports. That's right. Have you heard about this? There are some really troubled people who want to let men compete in girls' sports just because they call themselves a girl. Can you imagine that? Anyway, we're going to help her get the word out about that, so stay with us.
Yeah, I want to get to this New York Times opinion piece. The problem with saying sex assigned at birth, and man, there's a whole bunch of interesting stuff in that whole deal.
It's not assigned, it's observed, please. ABC 123, scoop of vanilla, scoop of chocolate, don't waste my time. Anyway, have you heard about how messed up college admissions are right now?
I've just barely heard the headline. What are they talking about?
I'll give you a quick report after the commercial break.
Okay. Something else to worry about?
Not really.
What we got coming up that's just like comforting and uplifting and optimistic and make you think the Grace guys are going to clear up?
Put not on a happy single face. Damn thing, Buttercup. Wake up. All right?
All right. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA. And go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Siebel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance.
Steve will have a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stiefel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Experience for the first time growing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Growing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Growing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Issues with the federal government's new financial aid form, FAFSA, keep mounting. According to a recent survey of college officials, 67% don't think their school can process financial aid in the next few weeks. The new financial aid form mandated by Congress expanded eligibility and streamlined questions from 103 to about 20. But there was a late rollout and lots of glitches. Facing delays, dozens of colleges have pushed back the May 1st enrollment deadline. The DOE has also made multiple changes, including adding department employees to deal with the issues and loosening requirements for schools.
That was a very lovely yet dry report. The whole college application thing is completely screwed up this year and has become a nightmare for millions of families. There's your headline.
Glad I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah, I remember the old FAFSA form that we had to deal with multiple times. I mean, I did like this giant 30-page senior project when I was in college. The FAFSA application was triple the effort of that. I mean, it was horrific.
I don't like hearing this.
Well, the good news is they've streamlined it, but the bad news is this. Congress, in its infinite wisdom, jammed through a FAFSA redesign in December 2020 as part of that gigantic omnibus spending bill, you may remember. The new FAFSA was supposed to be simpler, but now, quoting the Wall Street Journal, myriad government snafus have caused headaches for colleges, parents, and students. This is another unforced error that will likely cause more processing delays for students, according to the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators, blah, blah, blah. FAFSA usually becomes available in early October, then you get to work on it. But the Education Department didn't launch the new form until late December. Even then, most parents and students couldn't access the form for weeks owing to technical hiccups. The nonprofit National College Attainment Network began crowdsourcing solutions, etc. Error messages can happen at various places and be random, the outfit reports. We recommend trying different browsers, clearing your cache, logging in and out of the system several times, or deleting the form and starting over. Godspeed. And none of that stuff's guaranteed to work.
And this is all because it's a poorly run government thing? Is that what's main crux?
Yeah, essentially. Magnifying the mayhem, the department in January said it had not adjusted certain calculations for inflation as required by Congress, though NAFSA had flagged this oversight last autumn. They just didn't get around to it for 6 months. As a result, it wouldn't begin releasing student information to colleges until March, close to when students typically receive admissions and aid offers and commit Now comes another screw-up. The department revealed a couple of days ago it had not included, quote, all data fields needed to correctly calculate the student aid index for dependent students who reported assets, resulting in inaccurate information sent to the colleges that have gotten any information at all.
God, I'm glad I'm not dealing with that.
Up. Oh, yeah, yeah. But luckily, college is incredibly overpriced. Do we have time for a Campus Madness update? I think we do.
Okay.
Do we have, I can't remember, do we have music?
Yes, we do.
There's a twist at the end of this story, by the way.
Oh, is that?
That's pretty good. Campus Madness.
All right.
What is that? That's a woman going mad on campus.
Okay.
Listen to the music. Listen to the screaming. Gotta explain everything to them. So there's this University of Texas at Austin professor who's an anti-DEI guy. He sounds like me or Chris Rufo or a bunch of people talking about how it's neo-Marxism, it's discriminatory, it's racist, it's not what it claims to be, it's a waste of money, and all sorts of stuff. And he's been an activist on this, and so the university is trying to punish him, take away grants. They can't fire him because he's tenured, but they're trying to ruin his life and make him persona non grata, and so he's suing the university. And it's a hell of a battle, and we certainly wish him luck. Wait a minute. Oh, golly, this is funny. The very university has had to respond to the new Texas laws and has fired dozens of employees who work in their DEI programs to comply with the new state law. University of Texas at Austin President Jay Hartzell announced Tuesday the school's division of campus and community engagement is being dissolved and its programs and funding transferred to other divisions. So that's great. That is good. End all DEI programs wherever they exist, academia, corporate, whatever. Where is this? UT Austin's sprawling DEI bureaucracy, which they are starting to dismantle, costs $13 million a year.
Wow.
In salaries alone.
Wow. And none of this existed like a blink of an eye ago and was fine.
And they invest another $3 million to support recruitment and hiring of faculty contributing to diversity, equity, and inclusion. So easily $15, $16, $17 million a year. Why is tuition so high? I just can't figure it out. A couple other related stories. The UCLA Medical School recently scheduled a lecture focused on the role whiteness played in driving the opioid crisis. The title was Beyond Magic Bullets, Whiteness as a Structural Driver of the Opioid Crisis.
There you go.
Yeah, taught by some woke, neo-Marxist, racist woman doctor, teacher. Well, 2 days before this thing was supposed to start, they changed the name and changed it to You've Got to Be There in Person, You Can't Watch It Online, trying to hide what's going on, I guess. This person is a trained psychiatrist and anthropologist and authored the book Whiteout, How Racial Capitalism Changed the Color of Opioids in America.
All right.
Or some such
whatever
nonsense.
That means.
God, you've got to sweep these people and their sick philosophy out of America as quickly as possible.
So President Biden talked to the leader of China on the phone yesterday. We got that for you. We got a sleeping hack that will change your life. No, it won't. Also to get to, do want to talk about that post that Trump put out over the weekend of, or whatever, the way it came down, the Biden hog tied in the back of a truck. Have you been following this story?
Oh, that sounds like more violence. He's advocating violence. Yeah. Threatening violence.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. and all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packed daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes.
Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A couple of different little newsy things to hit on for you. First of all, isn't this a saying? I think this is a saying. Crazy people don't know they're crazy. If you think you're going crazy, you're probably not, right? Because crazy people don't know they're crazy.
Something so like that.
If you're worried you're going crazy, you're probably not.
Yeah, or there's certainly hope.
Okay. Because lately I've been feeling like I'm going crazy, but I think, yeah, if you think you're going crazy, you're not. If you're actually crazy, you don't even know you're crazy.
Well, how crazy? And in what way are you? I mean, do you want to, like, chase after squirrels? And
I haven't found myself wanting to do that.
Grab them by the tail and eat them alive? Or, I mean, how crazy?
Just overly concerned about the state of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's just neurotic?
Yeah, it could be. It could be a hazard of the profession, I suppose.
Yeah. Our job, like focusing on all the news every day and then, like, you know, raising the kids and then put them together, just worried. I don't know. I need more calcium in my diet or something. Who knows? Anyway, so the president was on the phone with the president of China. I'll never understand why we call these people by a term as if they were actually elected. But anyway, she and Biden met yesterday, had the phone call go. This is John Kirby telling us.
Over the course of about an hour and 45 minutes, the two leaders held a candid and constructive discussion on a range of bilateral, regional, and global issues, including areas of cooperation and areas of differences, including counter-narcotics, cooperation, ongoing military-to-military communications, talks to address artificial intelligence-related risks, and continuing efforts on climate change and people-to-people exchanges.
Yeah, John Kirby said the conversation was candid and constructive for whatever it was, an hour and a half. They hadn't talked since they were out here in California. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about a variety of things, AI, climate change, fentanyl production. Is there any chance whatsoever that President Xi isn't on the other end of the phone doing that thing with your hand where it's like he's looking at his friends like, listen to him talk.
Exactly.
I don't believe any of these conversations do anything whatsoever. Why do we even pretend? Do you think China gives a crap what we think about climate change or the fentanyl problem or anything like that? Unless you can threaten them, unless you've got if you don't stop sending the ingredients for fentanyl to Mexico, we're going to blank. That's the only way you can move the needle. You can't just, and we need you to do this, and I want you to emphasize this. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I picture Winnie the Pooh Jinping sitting there at his desk signing death certificates for political dissidents. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, we can look into that. Yep. We can. All right. Yeah, I'm glad you said something. Yeah, we can work on that. Okay, sure. He's just going about his daily activity.
That reminds me, having had this experience a few times, if you think when you're on a phone call with somebody that the other person can't tell when you've started scrolling through your phone, you're wrong.
Please.
You're wrong if you think they can't tell.
You are not getting away with it.
No,
you haven't gotten away with it.
No, you are not. Long pauses after you say something. Yeah. Okay, you're scrolling on the phone. I guess this conversation's over.
Yeah.
So that's what President Xi is probably doing while Biden's talking to him. But I wanted to push back against Fox and Friends as I watched them this morning, and they were making a really big deal over the fact that Joe Biden didn't bring up anything about the number of Chinese nationals crossing our border. And it is a record number of Chinese nationals crossing our border, but isn't that on us? What, you ask China not to let them come or something? How about we secure our border and then they can't get in?
Yeah, what are you going to say? You're a dictator. You won't let people leave unless you want them to. Cut it out. Yeah, that's just pathetic. That's sad. You know, I hadn't thought of that Xi Jinping meeting in November for a long time, but that was the one where they actually cleaned up the streets of San Francisco and got the bums and junkies out of the way. And then when he hit town, streets were lined for blocks with people waving the flags of the Communist Chinese Party. And gosh, I wonder where their loyalties lay. Yeah, they've come to America to make money, but are they Americans? Are they patriots? Have they chosen sides and chosen our side? I don't think so.
And remember after that meeting, there was all kinds of crap being spewn about deliverables that happened. They're going to reopen the lines of communication. Didn't happen. And a number of other things. It just didn't happen. So what's the point? Right. Don't you whiz on my leg and tell me it's raining. You're standing right there whizzing on my leg. Come on, I can see it.
I think it's
disgusting,
just...
for one thing.
Well, in a crime, I think. But no, it's keeping your enemies closer.
Hey, that reminds me. So we're in the park yesterday, and they'd put a walking the dog through the park, and they'd put up a new light pole. And Henry said, "Hey, they replaced the light pole." And I said, "You know why they have to do that?" And he said, "Because the dogs pee on it." I said, "Yeah, because the dogs pee on it." And so everybody walks their dogs around and pees on the bottom. Their dogs pee on the bottom of these light poles, which eats away at the metal. And over time, I mean, because the other light poles that haven't been replaced all got holes in the metal around the bottom. And so they don't have the light pole fall over and kill somebody in the park and get sued. Mm-hmm. And probably just to be nice, you put up a new light pole. But how have we not, in the year 2024, come up with some sort of paint or metal or something that can resist urine? Remember in San Francisco, as you were mentioning, they were having a problem with light poles falling over because human beings were peeing on them, along
right.
with dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just think the kids who grow up dreaming of, I don't know, reaching Mars or curing cancer are busy with that stuff. And the whole light poles getting peed on thing just doesn't get the attention it deserves.
Well, just as a taxpayer from a cost-effective standpoint, the fact that we walk our dogs around and destroy all the light poles and have to replace them every couple of years seems kind of nuts.
Boy, did my dog miss his calling, Baxter. He should have been a drug-sniffing dog or a bomb-sniffing dog or something like that. He sniffs endlessly. So all he wants to do when we take walks is sniff and sniff and sniff. One of our friends said to us, it's their Facebook when they pee and mark and stuff like that. It's dog Facebook. I'm like, so you can pee? Spent a week in Tahiti, and it was amazing. Or whatever dogs want to tell each other.
And one more thing. This is about the economy. I was looking at this opinion piece in the New York Times today, and I'm confused that the elite haven't figured this out. This opinion piece is, it may be in your head after all. About the economy. What's wrong with a little positivity? And they go through all of the great things that are going on with the U.S. economy, with all the stock indexes hitting records, and the unemployment rate, and all these different sorts of things. And it's in your head, and how people just have a bad feeling, and we need to get over this, and that sort of thing. I don't understand how the New York Times crowd, or the Biden administration, whatever, doesn't understand that it's just flat inflation. It's just
yes.
flat how much things cost compared to what they did a couple of years ago.
And nothing else matters.
The stock market could double tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact that if you took your kids to the diner, you're shocked when you get the bill. And I don't know how long that's going to last psychologically. No idea. But it isn't over yet. So it's in our head. Yes. Yes. A lot of inflation is an emotional reaction. And it is in our head, but come on, you really don't get it?
Well, if you're going to go down that road, everything's in our head, because that's where our brain is. That's where we process information and turn it into thoughts. Anyway, more on that to come. Really interesting information on that topic after word from our friends at HelloFresh. Speaking of saving money, you can enjoy the taste of the spring season with flavorful recipes featuring freshly picked ingredients delivered right to your doorstep. There's no grocery store trip required, all thanks to HelloFresh.
Yeah, speaking of inflation and costs and all that sort of stuff, it's actually cheaper than shopping at the grocery store. It's sure a heck of a lot easier. When you join HelloFresh today, you'll get free dessert for life. How do you like that deal? Little ooey lava cake, decadent cheesecake, more mouth-watering treats on repeat every single week.
And you've got dozens and dozens of recipes to pick from every month, and you customize it to you. How many times do you want it a week? How many meals? What sort of meals? Are your kids picky? They got stuff for that. It's really fantastic. Sign up for HelloFresh right now. Get free dessert for life at HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongSweet. That's one free dessert item in every HelloFresh box with an active subscription just by going to HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongSweet. One more time, HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongSweet.
But I saw even the latest numbers from polling. It's still extraordinary. The vast majority of Americans think the economy is bad, and a majority of Americans think they were better off 4 years ago than they are now. So you can talk about stock market records and unemployment rates and a whole bunch of stuff all you want, but it just nothing feels like inflation hits you, the grocery bill.
Yeah, I think that absolutely stinks, that opinion piece or whatever it is, of A, being somebody among the elite, B, being somebody reasonably wealthy who hasn't felt inflation like working people do, paycheck to paycheck people especially. And as to the notion of inflation, the reaction to inflation being emotional or entirely emotional, I don't buy that at all. I mean, except on a strictly neurological level, because a year, 2 years ago, you had a job, you got pay, and it allowed you to buy certain things and do certain things. Now you have that same job, you might even have more pay, and you can buy fewer things, and you can do fewer things. That's not panicking because bacon is 50 cents more. That's a lifestyle change. Kids, we can't go to Disneyland this year. Or we got to keep the car for another year. Or I'm not sure we can make our house payment. That's again, nothing. If you are under that sort of financial pressure, nothing else matters.
And one more political note that I wanted to get to. Great text. So this is on the kerfluffle over the weekend over Trans Visibility Day. Happening
day
on Easter?
Day of Trans Visibility.
Happy Trans Day of Visibility.
One of 198 different gay, trans, bi, gender fluid days we're supposed to observe.
Got this text. Just returned from Cabo, that's in Mexico, in case you don't know, and had no idea how big Easter is in Mexico. Almost 2 weeks of family gatherings and festivals, parades, church services, and the Dems can't figure out why the Hispanic vote is going the wrong way. Remember when marketing pros tried to figure out the biggest audience for their product? It's the Bud Light fiasco all over again. Getting Dylan Mulvaney. Stereotypes are often based on some truths, like to Mexican families, church are very important. That's not a stereotype. I mean, no. It's pretty easily known. Mexico is very Catholic, and they care about it, and they take it seriously. And it's the most important Christian holiday of the year. So, yeah. All of this stuff that's anti-family, anti-church is not landing well with that crowd. By the way, the Biden administration did not put out their Happy Trans Visibility Day on their Spanish feed. So you realize how you're being manipulated, and both sides do this, but so you care so much about the trans community, but you don't care if it would upset these people. You only want to say it to these people that you think will be more receptive, which is still a bad political gamble because you got like 70% of that crowd that also cares about Easter.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear they're waking up to it enough to, you know, hold back on that Spanish language tweet, but yeah, that's a huge blind spot.
Oh, wow.
Got some amazing poll results back. Billed as the most terrifying poll result I've ever seen. That seems a little hyperbolic to me, but it is really revealing about certain Americans.
Oh, and I forgot to get to the sleep hack that will change your life.
It won't. Oh.
The sleep hack that will change your life, it won't, is coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
You can host the best backyard barbecue
when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a career? One that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Redding Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. And it's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil. Put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Basalite Pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now's the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pond parts, and so much more. Lauk's Landscape Supplies Spring Sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Limp and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Broccoli freckles are the new beauty hack we never saw coming. This is where bronzers and eyeshadows are applied to broccoli florets, then stamped to the face, which leaves tiny dots that resemble freckles. It is amazing what we will do with vegetables to avoid eating them.
So that was a beauty hack. This is a sleep hack. And all these things are designed to get a certain number of clicks. And the never-ending, it's not a 24-hour news cycle anymore. We should call it like an hour news cycle. You just try to get clicks like this hour.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's a never-ending, constantly renewing clickathon.
Yeah, the insane sleeping hack that works wonders. Best sleep of my life. The only reason I really bring this up is some girl, and of course she's really cute, because that's how you get all the clicks. She's a content creator. That term just annoys me, but good for you if you've figured out a way to actually make a living doing this stuff. Viral video with 19 million views in her sleep hack where you tie your sweatshirt around your head.
Oh, for goodness sake.
She sleeps the best she's ever slept. Now, how many of the clicks are just because she's cute? 18.9 million of them?
Mostly. So I don't understand. She, like, ties it around her head like it's a headband? Or the arms? I mean, obviously.
It involves placing the crew neck part over your eyes and around your head, leaving your nose and mouth exposed, and wrapping the sleeves underneath your chin.
So you're wearing it upside down like a hat.
It's known
and
as
a scarf.
It's known as swaddling, similar to what you do into an infant, and the tightly wrapped fabric creates a sense of security and comfort, which actually kind of made me think, I wonder if that's true. I wonder if I get kind of that baby feeling if I wrap something tight around my head and I sleep really good. Doctors, however, caution that if you not leave a big enough...
Oh, no, they don't.
If you do not leave a big enough hole to breathe through, you could die.
You know what? If that happens to you, the herd is better off. I'm sorry, is that cold-hearted?
What? If you tie something around your head and pass out and die? Yes. Yes, I would say we're better off without you.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere that human beings will wake up and not die. Yeah.
I forgot to leave a mouth hole. Oh, what do I do? Take it off? Oh, thank God you were here.
So from the Department of Hot Chicks handing out phony health advice that includes phony cautions from non-existent doctors, we bring you this story. This is called the most terrifying poll result I've ever seen. We don't have time for it this hour. Perhaps we can get to it next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk to the fabulous Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer who's defending women in sports and defending women's places like locker rooms and prisons and that sort of thing from dudes who claim they're women getting in, which is an absurdity, and nobody would ever let that happen.
Well, did you see what the state of Wisconsin did yesterday?
I did, yep.
Absolutely amazing. Yep. The governor vetoed a bill that would have created three categories for sports, men's, women, and trans, and he vetoed it because that'd be, I guess, too transphobic or something?
Exactly, yeah. He vowed he would not sign any bills that would negatively impact LGBTQ plus Wisconsinites. So women, just know this. The progressives are picking mentally ill, confused dudes over women and girls. So little girl gets a volleyball spiked in her face by some big, strong man, knocks her teeth out, knocks her unconscious. There's a young girl who still is suffering neurological problems from that very thing. No, Wisconsin, the governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, is choosing that man's ability to spike the ball in your daughter's face over your daughter. It's as simple as that.
So you've seen that video where that trans woman, it's a guy, spikes the ball into that girl's face. Oh, my God, she goes down. That's brutal to watch.
Yeah, yeah. It's obscene. And again, this will be looked back upon as a time of insanity and just indefensible wrongness.
I feel like when this ends, it's going to be just a flood of it. Somebody is going to have the courage to say, I think the king's naked. I don't think the emperor is wearing any clothes. And then everybody's going to say, thank God. And it's just, I feel like it's just going to end like one afternoon.
Yeah, it's happening to a large extent. It always shocks me when I'm reminded that there are woke types like Tony Evers of Wisconsin who are still down with the most insane outer fringe of radical gender theory. But it's good to be reminded, because, I mean, for instance, your local university is probably 90-10 that. They're probably saying, way to go, Tony Evers, you're so brave, like 90% of the faculty.
Right. It's lasted longer than I thought it would.
It is almost worth seeing unfold as an example of the extent to which human beings can be bullied, misled, and just confused into saying, well, they keep saying if I am against this, I'm a bad person. I don't want to be a bad person. They seem to be smart and educated, so I'll either agree with them or not say anything.
Well, Riley Gaines has been violently opposed just for speaking at universities about, hey, I think guys shouldn't compete against girls.
Yeah, which is one of the primary reasons we are lending our full support to Ms. Gaines, chatting with her in a few minutes.
Cool. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Every single day, the news flow, it never ends, the one-hour news cycle.
Armstrong and Getty.
You
You know, the biggest reason people don't invest is because it's too complicated. Crazy. You'd rather have the cash sitting in the bank, earning less money, than use it. So you're not saving or investing. You're losing money, month after month. It's depressing. If you're looking for an investment you don't have to check 10 times a day, Noble Gold Investments is your answer. Precious metals are simple, and Noble Gold Investments understands them. You'll get a dedicated American expert who will run you through your options and be your personal contact whenever you get in touch. No call centers, no hassle, just simple, straightforward, and real. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com. And if that's not a reason to put your money somewhere else, we don't know what is.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.